Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Most of us, if not all, have experienced personal tragedies. And what makes this even more painful is when it happens to God-fearing Christians, people who are walking in the will of God. It involves deadly illnesses, car accidents, and other serious crises, such as natural disasters, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes. Just recently, a tornado destroyed a large section of homes in my own community, and innocent people lost their lives. You know, some of God's choice servants in the Old Testament also faced tragedies. Listen to what happened to the prophet Ezekiel.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, I am about to take the delight of your eyes away from you with a fatal blow. But you must not lament or weep or let your tears flow. Groan quietly. Do not observe mourning rites for the dead. Put on your turban and strap your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your mustache or eat the bread of mourners."
This, of course, was not an accident, as we define the term, and we certainly would not classify all tragedies today as designed by God, but the fact still remains that we can trust God in these situations and try to see His ultimate purpose. You see, this is what Romans 8:28 is all about. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. So let's remember this principle to live by. In times of personal tragedy, we must draw on God's supernatural strength to understand His purpose in our lives and to experience His love and grace more deeply.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.